What? What?
Who are you? Where am I?
What?
What the hell is this place?
What?
Respect.
songs in a minute. Then the clothes will be coming off. Anything to us. My guys are all very, very welcome. I'm very moved you're all here, and I obviously will start taking questions from the crowd. I'm going to keep moving. Moving target. How did I come? Did I come downstairs? I'm thinking, surely I can just do that in one sitting. Yes, now I've got your attention. I'll tell you why I'm here. How do they do the questions? Is it you put your hands up, or do you do microphones and just put hands up? Oh, you put your hands up and you go and get a microphone. What's your name, darling? Use the microphone, you've got it.
It's been a long weekend, sorry. Laurie, get it.
Laurie? Laurie, nice to see you, darling. And are you on your own here, Laurie?
No, I have three other assistants with microphones holding hands.
Will you make yourself known? Hey, crazy man there, look at that. Have you got a microphone? Yeah, is that? I'm hoping that's what you're waving, sir. Yes. And where's the other one? Right there, okay, so we know where you are. Oh, and you there, oh my God, they're coming out of the woodwork now. They both get to say exactly what they think, and I like to do it. Obviously, with Nan, privilege of age, and obviously it's not a thing I advocate, I get to swear. Which I'm not going to do now. No, it's a family audience. We're not doing that. Although the child that I saw did have headphones on, so I mean, you know. But I actually love playing that because it's such fun. I love swearing so much. And they pay me for it. It's like, honestly, it's a great day. I do love it. But I'll beep out the, anything we shouldn't hear, but... Dusty, you can unsay me, you can unsay me again.
What have you learned on the set that you've taken with you in your personal life?
Because it's really pissed David off when I say my trailer was supposed to be on set. And it's really hard to annoy David, but I managed to do it. But I used to stay in my trailer much longer than I should have done, because he's such a nice person. And I'm really not. And I'd wait until he cracked, and sometimes he'd just get on, he'd just open my door and go, "Come on, get on bloody set!" On time, because actually I thought I shouldn't really annoy the doctor. Thank you, Chris. No, it's not Chris, it's Jesse. I'm so sorry.
Example, I'll say, I've got a new business,
What's your business?
I've started signing autographs for a living.
How's that going for you?
Oh, it's a write-off.
I didn't know until I got to Doctor Who
that there was more, like, I thought it was always the Daleks who chased them. But it's not, there's more than one alien, isn't there? There's the spaghetti vomiting people called you. The potato heads, the Sultanas. As I thought for about three episodes, I used to call them the Sultanas, I thought they were called that as well. And he'd always be there correcting me, going, it's the bloody Sultanas! And he would always walk me through it and take me and tell me what this reference meant and that reference meant. So it was like having an encyclopedia on set with me.
Journalist, which is why I don't do print interviews anymore. I said to the
journalist. Oh my goodness. I was so in awe of him when I met him. I couldn't even look him in the eye. The next day, that translates to the front pages of the tabloid newspapers. Tate and Schwimmer, not friends. And in me in quotes, I can't even look him in the eye.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's your question?
My question is, what is your favorite thing that you've ever done? Like Doctor Who, or being on stage, or everything that you've accomplished? What's your favorite thing?
What is my favorite thing I've ever done? Probably my favorite thing I've ever done is when I did Much Ado About Nothing with David, I got to go right up on a wire every night at the top of the theatre, and I had to learn some sort of like aerial skills doing it. And the first time I did it, I actually thought I was so scared. I didn't even have enough sort of like strength to tell them to get me down. And I just thought, I'm actually going to just be up here for the rest of my life, probably, until they notice I've not appeared for rehearsal. I loved it so much. In the end, I was like 10 somersaults, and it became a massive. I conquered that fear, and that was a good thing for me. Thank you very much.
Thank you.